The worship leader, we've looked at how you prepare for a practice, how the worship music director prepares for a practice, how you run a practice. Okay, this is now Sunday morning, mm-hmm. if that's when you worship. Mm-hmm. What do you do? What is the music? What are some good practices for the worship team? Number one, the worship leaders, all those participating in leading the worship service, the vocalists, the instrumentalists, arrive an hour before the service, mm-hmm. ready to play.
Yeah, some churches choose 2 hours or an hour and a half or whatever, but that's something that we find that an hour works pretty well. Gives you time.
If it's more than that, then it's really disruptive for their families, and you know. So, okay, get a sound check on each mic and instrument.
Right, that's working in conjunction with the people behind the soundboard. Where you individually make sure that each instrument, keyboard, one at a time, you take your turns through the vocals, through the instruments to make sure everything's working.
Right. Go through all the songs in the order that you will sing them.
Yep, just so that you got it in your head. This is how it's going
to
go.
And at practice, they put the songs in the order, so it should be ready to go.
It should be ready to go. But sometimes there might be a last minute, the pastor might say, hey, do you mind, whatever. There has to be the freedom to do that, too.
To add something else. Then number four, you work on troubled spots.
Yeah, this is the last minute. Okay, we still didn't quite nail that in moving from song three to song four. Let's go over that a couple times.
So you're looking at, what, wrong notes still, wrong chords?
Yeah, hopefully not, but...
transitions mainly.
Or sometimes it's you weren't supposed to come in there. You need to stop playing so much or whatever. It's just a reminder of the stuff that you've already gone through.
You know, and to be fair to everyone, it's, you know, you had a practice for a couple hours and then people practice a little bit and now it's just, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, professionals are working on it for months before they do it, and here we just really a few hours and boom, you got to do it.
Right. And it's a volunteer group. They mostly have full-time jobs and families. And we don't always remember everything. It's your chance to get it right.
Five, one more time through. So, you've kind of gone through, work on some troubled spots, and then one more time through all of them. Mm-hmm. And then special numbers can be gone over.
Right.
I don't know if you like to do that before the whole group or after or...
Well, it depends. If the person doing the special number is part of the worship team, then I would probably want to do it right at the beginning of practice. But again, if somebody's only singing the special number, I don't want to make them sit through the whole practice. Right. So then I tag them onto the end.
Okay. Then I noticed you have prayer with the worship team before the service.
Right. We usually try and huddle together before the service starts to just make sure our minds are in the right place.
You get the circle, you pray for each other and for those that will be worshiping, so not just for your group, but that what you do is used by God to be effective. You know, the new people that would maybe coming and whether they get something out of the worship service. Mm-hmm. You pray that the worship team can be used to help people worship God. I just said that. Pray for humility.
Right. This isn't about us.
Right. It's hard to remember that.
Yeah.
And pray for ability.
Yep.
That God would be with everyone's fingers and, you know, and remembering. There's a lot to remember. Right. The downside of contemporary music is it's not written out much. You know, it's not all written out, so people have to actually just remember some of the rhythms and some of the things. Invite God to inhabit the praises of his people, basically. And you do that where? You do this prayer thing.
We usually do it in the back of the auditorium.
Okay. So people coming in can see a little group huddled together. Hopefully that has its effect, too.
Yeah, and we're praying that whatever we're doing up on stage or from behind the board is not a distraction that keeps people from worshiping. You don't want glitches in your sound system all of a sudden. You don't want the wrong words up on the screen or late words. You want it all flowing smoothly so people can...
So part of the Yeah, so part of the practice, part of the reason for practicing for the church service, this is the first time that maybe the AV guy is there.
Right.
Doing the words while you're doing the song. Right. And he's sort of, you know, listening and catching on for the first time maybe too.
Right. And then we're also, my singers are watching the screen. Are there any typos? Should the word have been the instead of this?
Yeah.
It's that sort of thing. You want to make it as comfortable for the worshiper as possible. So there's nothing that they're going to distrust where, oh, wrong screen, I'm ready to go sing this.
Yeah.
And no, that's not where the band went.
Yeah.
You want it all synced together.
Because I don't think I talk about the AV person anywhere, but right now in this course. And, you know, the AV person, the person who does the PowerPoint, they really have to be on the ball.
Yes.
They have to sort of know the song, because if they're a little late, they have to actually be a little early.
Yes.
They always have to
be anticipating what's coming next.
If they're too early, that doesn't work. And if they're late, which is would be the tendency, so really they have to be there that hour early to practice running through that, or it probably won't go well. And they have to have a little bit of timing and be quite savvy people. The singers, no music stands for the singers. Their job is to get the people singing, and they can't do this with their heads looking at the music stand.
Right, that's very true. The minute you're down, first of all, you're going to be projecting downward rather than out, and it's just, you're not leading.
No.
You're
so the other thing that, you know, when people are looking at a stand, they tend to hold their microphone down too.
Right.
So a lot of, you know, especially new people, when they get a microphone and they start hearing their own voice in the monitors, that, I don't know, freaks some people out. So then they pull the mic away so they don't hear it. But then the sound person has to turn them way up, and then you get feedback, and so people have to have that microphone right up to their hand, right up to their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you don't get a music stand, I mean, what are your options? You have to, you know, memorize your songs. That's how we started, right?
I mean,
we didn't have, right now, I guess at our church, we have a projector for the congregation and a screen, but we also have a projector on the back wall, so our singers can see the words.
And even with that, the hope is that they're glancing at it to...
Yeah.
No, this is the next set of words, but you don't want them glued to that screen the whole time either. You want them connecting.
But the first couple of years, we didn't have that back screen. And so people just had to memorize
it.
We didn't have stands. We didn't have a back screen, and you just had to know the song. And that, I mean, there's something really good about that.
Right, because if you know it that well, then you can actually feel free to worship.
Yeah.
If you're concerned all the time about, ooh, I have no idea what the words are. And same thing with the instrumentalists.
Yeah.
It's better if you know it really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
But we're talking
singers
now.
Well, when I play the guitar, if there's a song I know, I am definitely way more into it.
Right.
And I can look at people. And I'm really, I'm a leader then.
And you're singing more wholeheartedly rather than...
And playing wholeheartedly.
Right.
Everything. Or have a projector shining the words on the back wall, but the singer should only glance at it once in a while. That's what you said. And that, because someone just staring like this, just above everyone's heads.
Yeah, it's a little disconcerting.
You know, it's like, is he looking at some big basketball player at the back or what? The eyes. Eyes should be on the congregation. It's like, you know, you're willing people with your eyes
to participate.
Come on. You know, and I'm specifically looking at you. You know, if I'm singing this song and I want you to sing, I'm looking at you. I want you to sing that song. So I will look directly at someone and just sing right to them. And afterwards they'll say, hey, it seemed like you were singing right to me. Yeah, I was. Because I want you to sing. Or maybe, you know, you don't have to just stare at the people. Sometimes the words of the song are directed to God, and then sometimes you can just lift your eyes up or close your eyes. You don't want to spend your whole time. Some song people will spend their whole time with their eyes closed, and it's really worshipful, but it's also sort of I'm worshiping in my own little space.
Right, and then it cuts you off, in a sense, from the people around
and
you.
And I'm trying to get you to worship. I'm leading you, and I'm not leading you with my eyes closed. I'm, you know, to do it once in a while, I think is okay. Closed in reverence to God. So that's what we're talking about. Okay, hands. What do you do with your hands? Folded? Like this? No.
Nope.
Like this?
They probably can't see that.
Probably not the best.
Probably not.
Lift it up. You know, if it's appropriate, we praise you, God. Why not?
Yep.
Why not lift your hands? And, you know, if you're in a church that isn't that charismatic and people don't lift their hands and sing that much, the tendency for the lead singers or the people up front is to maybe lift their hands, and they're lifting them like this, just, you know, like this, like Tyrannosaurus Rex hands, you know, little hands that are just kind of like this.
There's a whole video on this.
Is there?
Yeah. It's really funny.
But you need to really exaggerate. Mm-hmm. You're up front and people can't see little hands doing little things. It's got to be bigger. So, you know, look into a mirror and sing a few songs and really kind of see how you're presenting yourself.
Because you're modeling the behavior that is acceptable.
Yeah.
So the more you are free to do worship,
More
the congregation will be free to do worship.
Not in pockets.
Not in pockets. Because that, it's just the body language.
Right.
I'd rather not be here, and I'm very uncomfortable, and
yeah, I'm like half, either I'm half-hearted or I'm full of fear.
Yeah, exactly.
So get the hands out of the pocket and let them do, you know, when we talk to people, we don't sit like wooden soldiers. Hey, let's go to the park. You know, we use our hands to sort of communicate everything that we say. And when we're singing, you know, let your hands do some talking.
Mm-hmm.
Your feet.
It's okay to move a little.
Move a little. Standing there like this, leading the singing, is like, you know, is something wrong? Feel free to move your feet a step or two. It's not like you're glued to one little spot, and this is the, you know, like people are filming you, and you have to be in this spot. You know, wander 3-4 feet one way or another. Walk a little bit. Now, don't turn your back on people. We had one worship singer who would just kind of turn her back on the congregation and just sort of worship God in her own little space. Again, you're not there just to worship on your own. You're there as a leader.
Yeah, and her intention was to model that.
Yeah. But it felt like, you know, like she's doing her own thing somewhere.
Right. And then why are you on the stage?
Right.
Because
Now, we have people in the back of our church doing their own thing, mm-hmm. waving banners, and more charismatic type people, and they just do their own thing, mm-hmm. and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Your face. Smile a little once in a while. A lot of times singers will just sit there, and it doesn't matter what the song is, but their face is just,
right.
We praise you, God. We love you, God. We're just so joyful to be here this morning. I mean, really? And the tendency for the worship team singers is to take their cue from the congregation. Now, the congregation, they got up this morning, they got their kids ready, they got there a little late, and they finally sit down, and they're like, you know, they might be a little tired. They're not energized right now. And so when you look at them, they look like they're a little bit dead. And then it's hard for you to smile when there isn't anyone smiling. But you have to be the thermostat, you know, not just a temperature gauge. A temperature gauge just says this is what the temperature is, and it just reflects what's going on. You want to be the thermostat. You turn it up, and now the heat kicks in. So smile where appropriate. Express the emotion of the song. Let your face dictate the words and the emotion of the music so that people can get into it. You have to get into it, or they won't get into it.
All right, and I had one of my worship leaders say, you know, I feel like I'm smiling and moving a lot, but then we all just were looking at the video of the service, and she's like, I guess I'm not.
Right.
So it's hard
right.
to be aware of exactly
right.
what you're doing unless
yeah.
you do analyze it.
Yeah, you think you're...
You might be thinking you're doing a lot.
Yeah, and yeah. So that's a good idea. To mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in the evaluation section, but people are not always aware of what their body is doing. Mm-hmm. Then your whole body. Mm-hmm. Move it! Again, don't stand like a wooden soldier. So that's the singers, instrumentalists. They can have stands because, you know, to memorize all the music is pretty complicated. They have a lot more to do than just the words. But they should look up once in a while.
Yep.
I mean, you know, if the instrumentalists are just into the instrument, it just looks like they're not really worshiping, that they're just trying to play something.
Especially if they are one of the main singers who's playing and singing.
Yeah.
You know, which is more work again. That's
yeah.
another layer, but you still have to make that eye contact whenever possible.
They need to do what they need to do to play well, but they should not forget that it's worship as well.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not, you know, they have this tricky part. They need to be able to, you got to be able to do what you got to do to get that done. You don't want to mess that up. But ultimately, your goal is to worship, and not only worship, but to do it in such a way that people know that you're worshiping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really, you know, you see a bass player. A lot of times bass players are just kind of standing there, playing around, looking around. But when you see a bass player actually singing the words, even though he doesn't have a microphone,
mm-hmm.
it's like, yeah, he's not just playing. He's not just, it's not a gig. He's
yeah.
just, you know,
and that's your next point. If you can sing the words,
yeah.
do so.
Okay.
Or if you're not playing for the first verse,
yeah.
sing.
Yeah,
you know,
if you're not,
by all means.
Right, right. Don't
Again.
Just stand there like, well, you know, right now I'm out of this. Until my part
right.
comes in, I'm not going to do anything. Why not sing?
Exactly.
So, you know, when I'm doing a trumpet part, and the trumpet, little trumpet thing comes in on the second verse, I'm singing the first verse.
Yeah.
I don't have a microphone, but I'm singing. Okay. The lead singer. The lead singer is not necessarily the worship leader. So a lot of times it is, because the worship leader the music director is a good singer and likes to sing, is maybe the best singer, and so they keep putting themselves out there. I will lead the singing. I will lead the singing. But the lead singer doesn't necessarily have to be the worship leader,
right.
the one putting it all together. I mean, that's in your case. I mean, you could. You have a good voice, but you let other people, in fact, people would come to our church, and if they, you know, observed our worship, they wouldn't even know that you're the music director. They would think maybe it was somebody else. And I think that, I mentioned that somewhere else in some other session, that if you want to attract good players, the music director can't be the star.
Right.
If you want to be the star, then you'll be the star of your own little tiny band because the really good people will not stick around.
Right.
The lead singer is the focal point for the congregation. So, you know, sometimes you rotate people, you know, but not just anybody. It has to be someone that really can lead. You have to get people to sing, and the congregation wants to know when to come in, when to be enthusiastic, when to be quiet. You know, if I'm leading and it's a soft part, I will put my hands like that. You know, we're just, okay, it's a different mood right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I want people to really sing. I'm directing you.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're directing the people to in the different moods of the
right.
of the songs and the singing. I hear she should be slightly louder than the other singers.
Right, so I communicate that with the people behind the board. This person
right.
is
the lead
singer for today, has the melody throughout. There's other people that are backup or harmonies, just so that the people in the back
yeah.
know that, and the person up front as well.
And generally you have the lead singer, the same person for the whole service.
Yes.
Because otherwise it'd be like, okay, hold it. I thought he was the lead singer. Now this, you know, and it
right, which is possible.
It
it's
is.
Just that you have to have a good sound team. Then that's gonna
yeah. And well,
help
but I'm saying
that.
From the congregation's point of view, they're
yeah.
like, hold it. But, I mean, you can do it, but
yep.
you have to be very clear about it.
Yep.
The lead singer is the one who is basically helping the congregation know when to come in with the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, now. Okay, troubled spots to look out for in the worship service. The vocalists are not sure of when to come in, and thus always come in late. I mean, that we've been reiterating that over and over again, right. But that's a big problem.
Right.
They're not confident, and they come in late, and then the congregation comes in later than that.
Mm-hmm.
Dead space between songs. What do you do about that? I mean, you have the song, it's great, we finish it, and then...
Now what?
And now someone's putting a capo on, and someone's doing these things, and it's just totally dead, and the people are like... And, you know, in 10 seconds feels like an hour.
Right, it's very quiet.
Yeah, it's very quiet.
Yeah, so I try and have songs, we had talked about this before, that go well, flow well from one to the other. We usually assign whoever it is to introduce them so that, you know, that's it's going to happen right away. There isn't this huge pause.
So, but people's tendency, even if, like, say you assigned, you know, I want you to read this verse in between these two songs. Why is it that people pause? I mean, the song ends... And then they get the Bible and they haul it out, and it's like people aren't, either they're not ready or
they feel like they have to introduce it somehow. Okay, now I'm going to read to you.
I don't know what it is, but it's like people that are the, you know, like prayer too.
Yeah.
You're going to have prayer right after this, and the person takes forever to get at it. So I think there must be a natural thing that we just delay and we're not ready, or we feel like, well, I have to leave some space before I say something.
Right.
So I think it's something you have to really tell people. Mm-hmm. Look, the minute this thing ends, boom, you start reading. Don't wait 3 seconds.
Right.
Getting the tempo right from one song to the next. So now we're in the actual service. And we just finished one song that's really fast, and now we got to do a slow one. How do you figure out?
Yeah, the musicians, whoever's starting it, kind of has to have that in their brain. And it could be your drummer who's going to click you in.
Do you ever kind of do that for them? Or sometimes you count? Or
yeah, I will do the
1, 2, 3, 4, boom.
Quietly.
Right.
Or I start the intro by myself, or the guitarist might, just so that... People all get that. Okay, new tempo.
It's
here
hard.
We go. Yeah, that's a tricky thing.
Yeah, because and then do you sometimes adjust as you get going?
Well, yeah. Usually the default setting is for things to get faster.
Yeah.
And that's something else that you're always no. Don't keep speeding everything up. And that's where that metronome thing comes in. Yeah. Good again. And I will do that. I will listen to, let's say, a CD. And I will actually write down the metronome
number.
So quarter note, we're at 1:30.
Right.
And then we'll practice it, and this is usually a practicing. But just to see, did I get it right? Was I close? Was I too fast?
Yeah.
Because people do intuitively know if it's too fast or too slow.
Yeah, I know. Remember
from what they've heard.
Remember one church we went to, has the deer pent for the water for the soul, what's that to you? Da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it was like, what?
Right.
And it was really hard.
And maybe that's just the way they're going.
Well, my guess is they started slow, and it just, over 5 years, it got faster and faster.
So what I was going to say, during practice, I will then stop myself after that, after we've gone through that song, and then punch the click and go, now, was I pretty close? Was I a little fast, a little slow?
Right.
Just to help myself get right in that groove.
4, singers not blending with each other but competing to be heard.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the ego thing again.
Well, and then the monitor, maybe someone's a little, or someone has a louder voice.
Right.
And then I can't hear my voice.
Or the drums are loud.
I mean, does anyone ever say, you know, I think my voice is too long, loud.
Once
you
in
should,
a while.
You should turn me down.
Because that's really disconcerting, too. If your voice is the loudest thing in the monitor.
It is. But, so, Now, you know, we're going to talk about that under sound, but, you know, that's where we have the in-ears, where each person has their own sound and they can control it themselves, and then they can do what they want. Mm-hmm. Instrumentalists or vocalists not being able to hear themselves, and what problems does that cause if you can't hear yourself?
Well, if you can't hear yourself, you might strain your voice, let's say. You just
sing
louder and louder and louder, and then you can go flat, you can go sharp, it can just be unpleasant.
You stay off pitch, right. And especially instrumentalists, if you can't hear what you're playing.
Right, like this keyboard that we're using here has no speakers in it, so I'm totally dependent. I use the in-ears, so I can kind of put it whatever level I need it. But we just did a thing out in the park, outdoors, where I can't use my in-ears. I'm totally dependent on whatever comes through their monitors for me. And if I can't hear myself, I have no idea. Where? I don't even have the like an acoustic guitar. At least you might be able to hear what you're actually playing just from the sound of the instrument itself. Right. I have nothing.
Right. Well, and so much contemporary music is dependent on you hearing what you do.
Right.
Whereas the classical thing was it's written down, so you can at least just keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just playing what's written. I don't know what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. But here, you have to hear it,
mm-hmm.
or you can't play at all. So, there's probably a lot of other little things that you have to be aware of. It's really just common sense kind of stuff. Through it all, don't forget to just enjoy the worship, because you're enabling people to worship. You're leading the worship, but you're also worshiping yourselves. So enjoy the worship time together, and then after that comes evaluation, and we'll talk about that next time.